Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The village of Akron has issued a special alert earlier today at around 1:15 p.m. regarding issues with the municipal water system. The DPW will be flushing a hydrant in front of the elementary school on Lynn Street and Emery Street to try and clear up a water issue, and the village has asked residents who are experiencing any discolored water to let the tap run until the water runs clear once again. And in other news for today, the long-awaited repairs to Owendale's lagoon are expected to start soon. Village officials have been working on getting funding in order to meet the state requirements, as well as finding a company to do the necessary repairs. Village Clerk Randy Howard reported that Fleece and Vanderbrink are planning to request bids from contractors this month for the project. Once that is done, the next step will be opening bids, which are expected to be in April, and for the construction to begin as soon as possible afterwards. The council has been dealing with lagoon concerns since 2022, has applied for grants and loans to try and cover the cost of the project, and are trying not to place undue burden on the residents of the village. Some of the problems with the lagoon include replacing valves, as well as a concrete pump house structure that's been worn out due to years of use. The lagoon, which is north of the village, needs to have the work done in order for it to be in compliance with EGLE standards. Also, Village Clerk Randy Howard reported that he applied for a grant to help pay for repainting the water tower. The grant request is for the amount of $191,950. A decision on if the grant proposal has been approved by the Department of Treasury is expected sometime in April. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. In a strategic gambit that bypassed a full probable cause hearing, Keith John Finkbeiner, facing a felony charge of controlled substance possession, specifically less than 25 grams of cocaine, made a pivotal move earlier today in Huron County District Court within Judge Ferris's courtroom. Finkbeiner waived his right to a preliminary examination, opting instead for a plea bargain. The deal is that the prosecutors will not object to concurrent sentencing for this charge alongside another case already awaiting him in circuit court. This calculated decision fast-tracks his legal journey, consolidating his future rather than prolonging the fight. His arraignment is now set for April the 13th at 9 a.m. And in other news for today, in Judge Prill's courtroom earlier today, there was a scene of tense arraignment as Dwayne Leonard Dexter faced a third offense for operating while intoxicated and entered a not guilty plea, but the real drama unfolded regarding his bond. Despite the serious nature of his third operating while intoxicated charge, Dexter's bond was set at a mere $1,000. Judge Prill did not hold back regarding this, calling the figure, quote, pretty low, and stating it should have been at least five times that amount. While the court reluctantly continued the existing bond, citing no current violations, the message was clear that this leniency is conditional. Prosecutors also signaled their intent to file a habitual offender notice, adding another layer of gravity to the case. Dexter is due back in court for a pretrial conference on April the 27th. This case is now under a judicial microscope, and any misstep on Dexter's part could quickly change the defendant's pretrial liberties. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Monday, March 23rd of 2026. Rodney John Weiss, age 83, of Port Hope, passed away on March the 20th of 2026. Funeral services for Rodney John Weiss will take place Thursday, March 26th at 11 a.m. at the St. John Lutheran Church of Port Hope. Cremation will follow, and visitation for Rodney will also be on Wednesday, March 25th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, with visitation again at the church beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 on Thursday. A scripture service will take place on Wednesday at 5:45 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorials may be given to the St. John Lutheran Church Ladies Auxiliary, and memories can be shared online at ramseyfh.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.